The Ripper of Whitechapel, The Ghost Hunter Chronicles, Book 2, written by Yvette Fielding and read by Barnaby Edwards. It was the first day of the summer holidays. The sun was beating down on Eve's back as she pedaled her bike towards Tom's house. She was excited to start the holidays off with her best mates Tom and Clovis. They had so much to fit in. As she rode the short distance from her own house, she wondered which item on their busy schedule they would do first. The cinema, swimming, or the theme parks? But really, she knew which one they would all be most excited to do. Ghost hunting. Ghost hunting was their passion, and the friends had really begun to take this unusual hobby very seriously, helped by Eve's strange and rather eccentric Uncle Rufus, of course. Eve and her friends had first stepped into the world of the paranormal last Halloween, and now they were desperate for more spooky adventures. For the last few months, Uncle Rufus had been teaching them all about the world of the supernatural and all the famous cases, as well as showing them how to use many of the ghost hunting devices he'd invented. But now the friends were eager to take what they had learned out into the world. Eve had decided that tonight, when she got back home, she would talk to her uncle about the possibility of the three of them going with him on his next proper investigation. Eve squeezed the brakes on her bike as she rode up to Tom's house, leaned her bike up against the wall, and knocked on the door. It wasn't long before Tom's dad's huge outline could be seen through the frosted glass. He opened the door, the chain dangling across his bulbous face as he glared through the small gap.
"Oh, hello, Mr. Lake. I've come for Tom."
Tom's dad grunted, unhooked the chain, and opened the door fully. He wiped his hands down the front of his stained white vest and nodded upwards, indicating that his son was upstairs in his room. Eve had never seen Tom's dad smile, not once in all the years she had known the family. She knew how Tom felt about him and how upset he got over the way his dad treated his mum, Ange. They were always arguing, and his dad often barked orders at Tom's mum, who nervously did his bidding. Eve smiled brightly at Mr. Lake, hoping to encourage some sort of happy response, but as usual, no luck.
"Go on up,"
he grunted over the sound of the TV. He shuffled his large body around and, without a backwards glance, went into the front room to carry on watching his program. Eve ran up the stairs two at a time and knocked on Tom's door.
"Hey, it's me. You ready?"
No response.
"Tom?"
She knocked again, harder this time. She was just about to knock a third time when she heard a small voice.
"Come in."
Eve pushed the door open, just a little, and peeked through into Tom's tiny bedroom. Her friend was sitting on the floor, his back against the side of his bed, staring sadly into space. Something was wrong.